This article, called El Salvador New Pastors Usher in Hope, is written by Stephen Deal, who is Regional Representative for ELC Global Mission in Central America. On August 5th, while the 2019 ELCA Churchwide Assembly met to elect leaders and make decisions regarding the future, Salvadoran Lutherans gathered for a similar reason. For them, the day was historic. The Salvadoran Lutheran Church ordained 14 pastors, increasing its roster from 35 to 49. Never in our 47-year history has there been such a large group of ordinations, said Bishop Medardo Gomez of the Salvadoran Lutheran Church. This new class of leaders reflects an exciting trend across the Salvadoran Church. Its 55 congregations are growing, and Gomez Soto is hopeful for the church's future. Hope can be hard to find in a country where violence and poverty propel citizens to migrate daily. But Gomez Soto believes the SLC is seeing a boost in leaders and members due to its long-standing commitment to social justice and public witness. God has enlightened us as a church to respond to key moments in Salvadoran history, to be a part of our own country's history, he said. That's how we've grown. Guided by that same vision, these new pastors will keep our church growing. Living Lutherans spoke with three of these pastors about their journeys to ministry. Pursuing college education is a formidable challenge for most Salvadoran youth. In the case of Wilver Carrillo, that challenge was compounded by family tragedy. As a teenager, Carrillo felt called to follow the footsteps of his parents, Lutheran pastors serving a two-point parish in El Salvador, but his studies at the Salvadoran Lutheran University were interrupted in November 2006 when his parents were shot and killed at the church entrance, just minutes after concluding weekly worship. It wasn't until 2014 that he resumed his studies on a part-time basis. In 2018, he completed his theology degree. Carrillo also studied with the church's Theological Pastoral Education Program, a ministry funded principally by ELCA Mission Support dollars. Now, at 44, he is ordained. Along with Carrillo, the 13 other new pastors participated in this theological pastoral education. The training is critical in developing a candidate's understanding of Lutheran theology and practices. A university awards them an academic degree in theology, Gomez Soto said, but in the church's program, we prepare them to be Lutheran pastors. Not all the recently ordained pastors entered the ministry with theology degrees. The church's leaders recognize that pastoral experience is just as valuable as theological training, given the challenges of parish ministry in a national context of poverty and violence. Some of our best lay leaders don't have the luxury of studying theology for 5 years at a university, said Vilma Rodriguez, a pastor and director of the Theological Pastoral Education Program there, but they have faithfully served in the church for 15 years or more in non-ordained ministry roles as catechists, evangelists, or deacon pastors. This conviction led the Salvadoran Lutheran Church leaders to create an alternative experience-based path to ordination called Presbiterio por Maduras, or Presbytery for Maturity. In Latin America, ours is one of the first Lutheran churches to give due recognition to lay leaders, he said. They have been blessed with God-given abilities. Some are really humble people with little formal education. We were criticized for this practice, but we persisted. Margarita Moreno, age 61, is such an example. Her service in the Salvadoran Lutheran Church began in the middle of the Salvadoran Civil War, from 1980 to 1992. During that time, Lutheran church workers, including the bishop, were persecuted for ministering to war victims. I started as a Sunday school teacher, then worked as a trained health promoter, she said. After the war ended, the church began offering continuing education and training for its catechists and evangelists, so I signed up. Leaders noticed Moreno's gifts for ministry and installed her as a deacon pastor of the Espiritu de Paz, or Spirit of Peace congregation, where she served for over a decade. As of August, after completing Presbiterio por Maduras, she is now the pastor there. Moreno, in turn, has gone on to mentor more lay leaders. "I've already prepared 3 youth to serve as Sunday school teachers," she said. "Now I'm motivating other church members to prepare themselves as catechists and evangelists." Like Moreno, Ivome Turcios, age 59, served in different Lutheran church ministries in San Salvador during the war. She worked with victims, distributed humanitarian aid, and served children and adults at the Fe y Esperanza, or Faith and Hope refugee camp. Prior to becoming ordained, Turcios served on a congregation's church council and worked with a team that gives pastoral care to trauma victims. She continues this ministry today. Presbiterio por Maduras provided her training after years of faithful service. Her commitment to the church stems from a childhood steeped in ministry. Turcios' parents were founding members of the first Lutheran congregation at Pasakina. "The truth is," Turcios said, "I've lived the church all my life." The same could be said for Carrillo, who has chosen to continue ministry in the parish his parents once served. 3 years ago, in conversation with Gomez Soto, he decided to reopen and rebuild the church where his parents were martyred. "The bishop asked if I would feel safe serving in that congregation, not only because of what had happened to my parents, but also because the church is located in a gang-controlled area," he said. "It hasn't been easy. I've done a lot of visiting, and gradually the people are returning." As these ordained leaders nurture the growth of the Salvadoran Lutheran Church, they remain buoyed by the hope of God's Word and by a commitment to loving their neighbors.